Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You see, Regents have a plan to raise tuition on students, but only for each incoming class, and then hold those costs flat for up to 6 years. KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer is off today. Joining us in studio is KPIX5's Melissa Kane. Melissa, so this sounds pretty, you know, thinking out of the box. It's like each class comes in and this is your flat rate.
Exactly. So you would sort of have it capped. Sometimes you might see commercials for like a Corinthian or even DeVry. For-profit colleges often tout their ability to lock in tuition for students who come in. And this is something that the Regents heard a presentation on yesterday at their final meeting. It seems to be coming from the UC president's office, Janet Napolitano's office. And it seems like one of the real motivators here is to prevent the demonstrations that happen every time they raise tuition for current students. And so if you're only raising tuition on people who aren't on campus yet, who haven't transferred in or started yet, that seems to be a very painless, potentially, way to go about raising it without causing problems.
I mean, this has been a sticker shock story for everybody in the country, but in California, it's about doubled, if I'm not mistaken, in about a 10-year period, the cost of going to one of our public universities.
That's right. So right now, just the base tuition is around $12,000. In 2007, it was about $6,000. In 2000, it was about $3,000. So we've definitely outpaced inflation when it comes to these tuition costs. And if you ask folks at the Regents, they'll tell you it's because the state keeps cutting funding. And that's a big issue here too, because if you're trying to cap tuition when you're still relying on the state for funding, it's unclear how that works when state lawmakers could slash your funding. How do you maintain that sort of base price?
Stan, I was just wondering, where are the hiccups then?
Right. So one of the hiccups, of course, is the state funding. You could have a recession. And there are a lot of questions right now. So yesterday's presentation was very general, but there's still a question, how long would this cap be in place for people who come in? Low-income students often take longer to graduate. So would you have that capped rate for 6 years, for example? Do you treat graduates and undergraduates the same? And also, do you just confine this to a tuition cap, even though there are other costs and fees, about thousands sometimes of costs and fees that go along with it? Does that cap extend to those as well? And so now there's a group of Regents who are going to look at those issues and present some options to the Fuller board in the coming months.
Okay, with 30 seconds left, though, don't they need some kind of guarantee politically out of Sacramento that the state will at least continue to supply through the legislative process what it has financially in the past?
In order to make this cap real, they would, because otherwise it's going to be, you know, we strive to, or we want to have this cap, but with the acknowledgement that that things could change in Sacramento, things could change in the economy, and that I don't think is going to achieve the kind of emotional or financial stability that a lot of parents and students are looking for.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.